You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Peace, family, is 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in.
Table, this is the conversation that happened, you know what I'm talking about, in Miami one night.
One night in Miami, for real.
Yeah.
That's what I was telling the people yesterday.
Maybe
like
three nights in Miami.
Yeah, but look at it like this, right? So imagine if you were the photographer and they went to that room and you captured Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, Sam Cooke, and Jim Brown on that film, and you sold that to the magazine, and it was valuable, but imagine if you would have tokenized it and turned it into NFT, how valuable is that 50 years later?
So how? Imagine the footage that you didn't sell to the magazine and the reel that you had that you just held on to that had unseen footage and conversations that nobody ever heard.
So now imagine if you was in there recording yesterday. In 10 years, how valuable is that conversation if we make, if we make 100 millionaires off of one coin?
Off of one coin. When the day started out, right, where they were prepared, right? They came, they didn't know what they were going to, they weren't promised anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what they was pulling up to.
But they were primed and prepared by different.
They was given an invite to change their lives.
Yeah. Not only were they given an invite to change their lives, they received by each teacher a prep. They were being prepped for success. So later on, when success was
came knocking,
they didn't miss the opportunity based off of the fact that they were prepped and primed prior to the opportunity presenting itself. And then once it presented itself, they grabbed it, and now look at everybody up. So like we were saying yesterday, we're in this quantum realm now, this time where if we talk about it, it could take place right away.
I feel good. I don't know if anybody else feels as good as I'm feeling good, man.
Amazing.
You know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with the 100K day. Oh, maybe a little bit. Let's be honest.
Something for the attitude.
First of all, assalamu alaikum. I want to thank everybody for being here today, man. I want to thank everybody for showing up. Everybody that's watching this video, will watch this video, will share this video. I hope you get some enlightenment out of this discussion. I am here with none other than some of the original members of The Shifters, right? Now, this group started through technology. We was all able to come together, right, through direct messaging, and we was actually able to decide to build a mastermind organization where we was going to shift the paradigm. And that paradigm shifting activity actually really took feet, legs, arms, head, and it became a God body organization. to where we traveled around all throughout the U.S. and we traveled around throughout the globe, teaching our people on technological disruptions, giving them health information, education, paradigm shifting, quantum leaps, enlightenment, spiritual intelligence, political relevant conversation, man, and everything was solution-based. So we changed the trajectory from a community that argues with itself based on their ability to interpret information, and we changed it from people who were able to interpret information and to execute upon the information that was interpreted, right? And so now here we are in 2021 with all of us doing a lot better, and we're still working together to this day. And one of the biggest things that they thought was going to happen is that we was gonna break apart, no longer be able to build, because they say money destroys, ego destroys. Women get into the midst, especially as men are building, and it destroys. But since the foundation was built on a vision that we all collectively agree upon, then it's impossible to destroy something because it was never ours in the first place. It's a contract that we have with ourselves, and we found other people who was in the same contract and agreement on how they was gonna change the world, and we decided to tap in. So I'm here with none other than some of the greatest global leaders on our planet. I'm not talking about influencers. Yes, they have a considerable amount of influence that makes them very influential people. But these are people who are real educators, leaders, activists, change makers, world, you understand me, changers. So I want to introduce my brother, none other than the Blue Pillar 44, the 44 of God, man. Make sure you tap in. Get that up close. You know what I'm talking about? My good brother, Red Pillar. You understand me? Make sure you take the red pill. You know what I'm talking about? And none other than the technological God of Houston, Houston's own brother Pop Darby, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Much appreciated.
So, man, let's jump into this conversation while we got some good light.
Indeed. You know, so we have all converged on the city of Miami. And, you know, the brother made reference earlier to a historic moment that was captured in film. It was called One Night in Miami. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a chance to experience with the updated 2020 version. Ugh. Of that
it was a little different.
Meeting looked like it's a little bit different, but we can talk about an historic night in Miami that we were all able to participate in sharing, and the beauty of bringing together network and seeing the beauty of how network now, right, empowers the consortium. The
network people, to network,
right,
the real
network
time.
To network, the nodes, you know, the manifestation in person of how these computer networks actually work in theory.
Right.
We were able to see that. And people now through the outside network, the Ethernet networks, and the people that were connected to the phone, we brought in people that found us on the phone to a physical location, and they opened up their phone, and the people that were connected to their nodes and their information got to participate in real time in the play of a lifetime.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Now, right. If we can magnify that a million times over, right, with connecting networks and nodes and networks and nodes and networks and nodes, then we can really realize that axiom when they say the power's in the people.
That's a fact.
Your network is your net worth.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a revelation yesterday in a demonstration that took place. And we said, if people could come together and pay thousands of dollars for sections in a club, right, to signify their wealth, because there's $50,000 sections, there's $20,000 sections, and $10,000 sections. What I saw yesterday was something of that nature, where we could begin to have crypto parties, and those sections could
crypto
be
come-ups.
Crypto come-ups, right?
Right.
You know, crypto platinum parties, like 10x parties, 100x parties. And our network, that as our network, will be able to provide and feed our other network with teachers and people who are hip to the coins,
real-time information.
Real-time information. They'll benefit
right.
off of that.
And again, this is the realm and the paradigm that makes all of the difference. Information and education make all of the difference in this particular paradigm shift. This is now the age of information that we heard so much about.
This is really the age of experience as well, because
the age of
information without experience
right.
is, as you can see, if there's no movement, no call to action in the cryptoverse, you know, you'll be like many of the others that are outside who are still in the age of information. They have not onboarded into the age of experience. Now, the age of experience is when the brother said, yo, take out your phone, Go to Google, activate your DEX, you know what I mean? Go to PancakeSwap, make sure you have enough Ethereum for gas, manipulate the slippage, all of that is experience.
Facts.
It's a learning curve that has not onboarded, offboarded a large percentage of people who don't, you know, consider themselves to be novices in this world. But once you experience it, right, and you get that, and your wallet jumps, and then don't let your coin 10x overnight. Don't be a nigga who woke up to, you went to sleep to your shit was at 3 zeros,
right,
and you woke up to 4 or 5. Now your confidence, because this is a confidence game, right? The same way that if a nigga had a hot hand in the CeeLo game, same way a nigga got a hot hand at Vegas at the crack table. Once you 4, 5, or 6 in and you go in that hot spree, the minute you ace out, it chips away a little bit of your confidence, but you could still go back with that hot hand. I know people in this crypto space that have hot hands. It's not necessarily the roll of a dice. It's intuition, and it's being able to be at the right places at the right time.
Well, see, the fact that this space is so early and so new, it means that there's a considerable amount of people who have information that everybody else don't have.
Right.
And
right,
if they get into the space and utilize that information that everybody don't know, then it's super valuable. You understand me? So with people not knowing how to use the tools, not know how to check the scans, not know how to check for new coins, right? It's not so much that they spiritual gurus. They have the tools and know the tools before they become standard use tools, right? And if they can use them now before, oh, another 10% of people got it, 20%, 30%, and then the spaces are flooded, then not only can you create educational platforms off of it, but you can become a thought leader who makes other millionaires. But without giving them access to your tools, then you always are the one.
And it's a representation of magic, right? You got the podcast that's talking about the metaphysical relationship between people and crypto, but we have a symbiotic relationship that shows. Other day, Blue was talking about how you can take a penny, and if you double it for 27 days, eventually you'll have over $1 million, and if it keeps going, it'll turn to whatever. That represents how we grow as people. So they've been able to measure quantum, because quantum is unmeasurable jumps in space and volume.
Right.
So now we can say they've measured the magic, and we can say by what we did, we literally were able to create, we're gonna create over 100 millionaires.
Yeah, I mean,
what we call parabolic wallets, right? We were able to create a parabolic wallet once again by utilizing the 100 wallet theory that I was sharing yesterday, that if 100 of us open up 100 wallets and we all make our own contributions to each wallet from where we are, some of us might have 5 ethers, some of us might have 5 bitcoins, some of us might have $5,000. But everybody is going to feed their wallet in that own sense. When the wallet does with that with that coin did yesterday, 10Xs and 100Xs, based off of what everybody is putting in, you have parabolic wallets. Now we're all whales, and remember, whales travel in schools, right? You know what I'm saying? Now we've grown from sharks to whales. We've been able to get that together because we have parabolic wallets, but that deals with experience and data, right? The majority of the whales that are out there are people who had data,
who put them ahead of
other investors early in the game, and they benefited off of the, you know what, if I put 10 bands on this, I'm going to get a quadrillion tokens, right? And then when that shit get run, and then when everybody gets hip to the coin or the token later on, and they running it up, and it's on its way to a dollar, man.
Bruh, it's the access economy, man. When we did our last Shifter event out in Washington, I broke down the formula about access, right? And that it was more important than knowledge and smarts, you understand me? Because essentially, access is knowing what to do with the knowledge,
right?
And the best way to use it. But then there's so many levels to it, right? You can get in where you hear a coin that's still at only, you know, 10% of its levels when it get out there, right?
Right.
Then you can hear at a coin where You just got in at the floor when it just came on before it hit exchanges. Then you can get in at pre-sale. Then right. you can get in at developer, right? And so there's all these different levels, and each one comes with a different level of access.
Right.
You understand me? And so people may be looking at the crypto space like, okay, I'm going to put some money on Bitcoin. I'm going to wait for it to go up. Well, a lot of those billionaires like Michael Saylor and whoever else, they're not going to share the type of game to where you can also figure out how to make millions of dollars. We have nothing to do with Bitcoin whatsoever.
Right.
Because a lot of these big things that are standard right now, these are smoke and mirror and distractions for the big plays.
Right.
It's like,
right.
come on now, we already know about Bitcoin. We don't need you to go in there and be a revolutionary for Bitcoin. Be a revolutionary for DeFi. Right. You understand me? Be a revolutionary for educating the people on all these processes to where they can collateralize, they can do yield farming, you understand me? They can do staking. Now, they understand tokenomics in the blockchain. That's the most revolutionary, but if you give that to the lower class and they have access and you no longer can control them because now they have a certain level of financial freedom, which does what? Freedom is a feeling.
Right.
Freedom is a feeling because right. nobody is truly free because we're all controlled by something.
That's right.
Right? So the average person wants to feel free. And when a person feel free, what they do? They feel uncontrollable.
That's
you
right.
can't control them. You can't sway them. So if you give the average person the feeling of freedom by giving them a certain capital, because everybody got a point where they feel free. Their bills are taken care of. Their family right. taken care of. Their needs, their wants, right. their desires. Now they focus on vision creation.
Right.
So now they're not swayed by these rules that they put under the people who are usually consumers right. under control and rule.
Because in this consumer-based society that we live in, people are, you know, they've been raised to believe that freedom has a price. There's a tax bracket to feel free,
yep.
right? There's a percentile of your tax bracket that you can reach to whereas you can identify as free. You dig what I'm saying? I identify as free. I'm a one percenter, right? There's a hierarchy that takes place. So in this hierarchy pyramid or this hierarchy structure, people are like, yo, I'm a rock star, nigga. You can't lock me up. I'm above the law. I'm getting money. I'm a mobster, right? I'm a politician, right? I'm you know, I'm a boss. I'm above the law. I'm untouchable, right? So that's how society has kind of pushed our people. That's why, like you said, a lot of people are aiming just to be, they want to see how much do I have to pay to feel the freest. Even in, and I don't mean to, you know, I don't, once again, I'm in apparel business. I'm in a mercantile business. I'm into, you know, all of these things. But we're in the world of designer, mm-hmm. right? Designer and luxury goods. That's also, you know, what people utilize to help the facade of the freedom. You know,
that's
what I'm
a factory. We overbrand ourselves because of insecurity, not freedom.
That's a fact.
We wrap
that's
ourselves in repetitive branding, right, for this aspirational feeling of things that don't belong to us, a world right. that don't belong to us. We want to feel like we belong somewhere by wrapping ourselves in the designer image of luxury and wealth.
Right.
So. That's where the controls come on, and human beings have always been controlled by their desires.
Right.
The desire to be and feel like a white man in this world is not only the desire of the Negro, it's the desire of the white woman, it's the desire of the black woman through the feminist movement, it's the desire of the whole world that is under the control of that paradigm.
Americana, what Blue Pill talks about, right? The remember, the egregore mm-hmm. of Americana. Or the egregore of the
corporation of America.
Yeah, but that's an entity, right? But mm-hmm. you know how this entity was born,
right?
And what this entity feeds off of. But like Blue was saying, Americana is a religion. America is a religion. You dig what I'm saying? It's persuasive all around the world in different cultures and whatnot, and it's a disruptor. You know what I mean? You have the right to be anything that you want to be. You feel me? You can believe in anything that you want to be. Matter of fact, you could say anything that you want to say. Wait, matter of fact, you could own as many businesses as you want. Remember, the way that natural-born Americans are marketed, the corporation of America is different than how people across the pond or in other countries and continents are marketed America. That's why when they come here, their drive is a little bit different. And we be like, damn, why these niggas work so hard? Why it's only about the dollar? That's how they were marketed.
Right.
America. They don't come from, a lot of them don't even come from capitalistic governments. Some of them come from,
America has one product, and that's the dream.
The dream.
You understand me? You got to understand, the dream is not the reality. But if you can afford, that's the point. If you can afford to live the dream, you escape the reality.
Exactly. If you ever visited places like Texas, right? Shout out to the Mundim. And, you know, Texas is laid out in a way where I was like, yo, they gave the people in Texas so much that they just need to feel like they have made it. The dream is big. Everything is big in Texas. So when I went to Texas, I could see it better. I'm like, niggas got big trucks, big homes, big jobs. They was paying $63 an hour to be on an oil rig to clean that bitch up. You know what I mean? Everything is big in Texas. So I was like, you know, it's no coincidence that the Army recruits most of their quote unquote members and whatnot from some of these southern states. Their stock is coming. The NFL, the NBA, and Uncle Sam. Texas, Georgia, Florida, where the Warriors are from, right? That bloodline, they know about, these are the people that beat them in the Seminole Wars.
Yeah.
Right? This is that stock. So if that stock was to left run wild, if they left that stock run wild, if they didn't have multiple industries on top of it.
They become an adversary.
Right. Yeah. So in America, the fantasy industry is one of the biggest industries. They called it the entertainment industry, but it's bigger than that. It's the fantasy industry. Cartoons, Errol Burnet, Century of Self, right? Marketing and advertisement. That's an aspect of entertainment as well. You dig what I'm saying? So you have Hollywood. You have now the video game industry. You have cartoons. You have comics. You have you know, like Dr. Seuss and shit, children's books. All of this is fantasy industry. And in America, their whole theory is, if you buy into the dream, we got Disneyland. We have fantasy set up to where we can make you niggas really feel like you are in the dream.
Yeah.
And that industry has made trillions of dollars. That's one of their greatest imports.
I think
exports.
That's important.
It's
the
fantasy.
Dream. Look, I think that's I think that's important for the next step of where we're going, because in the book Quantum Marketing, when they're talking about the fifth paradigm, it's all about being completely immersed and interactive in a world that doesn't exist.
Facts. Well, that's the metaverse. But
not even the metaverse.
Right.
I'm saying our phones are now connected to us. When we wake up in the morning, it's the first thing we check. Our phones know when we sleep, when we awake, they can connect it. You can connect to the health app, and it'll check
your
heart rate.
Your heart rate, right.
So now they're saying you have smart speakers, Alexa, Google Home, where you can speak out, and they'll tell you what you want, and they'll even buy it for you. You have smart refrigerators, where they'll tell you your fridge is getting empty, and instead of us telling you, we're going to order it from Amazon, and it's going to come to the door, and we'll know when it's filled back up. They got smart showers that know how the water hits you is hitting your body this type of way. It'll extend your life pattern.
That's right.
They got
instant transmission.
Yeah, instant transmissions. And those are the data that allows them to manipulate lifestyle to sell products and boost up markets.
And then the question has to become, when you think about morality of it, how immoral is it if that's really what people want?
Yeah.
People want their thoughts to be transferred instantly from mind into reality. Yeah. And human beings are only creating based off intrinsic human desire.
Right?
We've always wanted powers since we were children. We want to fly. We have planes.
Right.
You understand me? We want to take thoughts of our head. We have fast food. They go from fast food to 3D printing food. You understand me? People want to augment their body parts. So they created plastic surgery. Then people want to augment to reality. And then we have technology such as augmented reality. Right?
Damn right.
You want to experience things that you can't afford. You have virtual reality. Right? So human beings are going from experience and education through observation, and we're going from to education by participation, right? And through participation is through experience, and through the experience economy. You can drive everyone's desire, and you can tokenize those desires so that they do exactly what you want, and you put controls, rules, and governs on it.
That's
so
why like I think it's depending on what side of the coin we on, because if we go consumer,
right,
then if we become a part of that, then we can get lost in the sauce.
Right.
But when you go creator,
you are
man,
the sauce.
And it's too many
right.
options to be able to win.
So we all
lose.
Know that if you become pro, if you become prosumer, right?
Yeah.
The producer
yeah.
consumer.
Produce what you yeah. create.
Right?
Yeah.
If you tap into your prosumer, you know which side is gonna win. You know what I mean? You know yeah. you know what the overall what is the most beneficial stance to take, and that would be the one who is the prosumer, right? We have to be the coder. You have to be the one who is going to you know take what's being done and innovate it. Because keep in mind, like you were saying when you were talking about the model earlier with tokenizing things. In the tokenizing system, dealing with rewards and also dealing with value and whatnot, you know, when we begin to show our community that their actions will be rewarded, they'll be rewarded by their actions, we can now onboard people into what you were saying, the age of experience, right? Because the age of experience is going to mean, like you were saying as well, being immersed
mm-hmm.
in this new reality, right? What our people have been conditioned to do is to utilize technology or pharmacopoeia by the way of through the drugs and hallucinogens and whatnot to be in this reality, but to be in another world.
Yeah.
Those of us who grew up wanting to fly, it is of no coincidence because in our dreams we were flying.
But
we're gonna wanna experience our dream state.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna wanna experience what was sold to us as children with sci-fi and stuff like that.
Which we sold to ourselves.
Right.
We double back, repackaged, and sold to ourselves and during playtime.
Or just based off of where our levels of studying is, it was already something that actually took place because
facts.
Based on how deep you go in your research, you're like, yo, we was flying already. We was from another galaxy. We came down here. We got gold in us. You know what I'm saying? We got powers that we finna activate. So is it us coming back around to somewhere that we already were at before? Or are we headed into, you know, the great unknown?
Well, see, I would say it like this. The universe is the infinite realm of possibility.
Facts.
All things that is are already.
Are. Right.
Right? So nothing can be created new. Right? Creation is creating something out of nothing. Making is using something that's already created, right?
Right?
So we can make more things, but we're not creating more things,
right?
Right. So when that is said, when we look at the stars and the infinite of the universe, those are all the things that can be done already.
That's right.
Because that's just energy to be quantified and transmuted into a different way.
Right.
So all experience that can have exists in the mind, right? So all we talking about is transmuting different experiences in the mind and experiencing them in reality. So
right.
every frequency already exists.
Right.
So whatever experience or frequency you gonna have in your head, it's nothing new. That's why human beings are just transmuting frequencies, bringing them into a third dimensional reality and experiencing them outward. And
right.
now we've gotten bored with the third dimensional reality because we said we need things that don't even take up space. You understand
so,
me? But they need to take up time.
Fifth dimension.
So this would be the next thing that I would say to you based off of that observation. Then what we need to do, not need to do, but what we can do communal-wise is to create those new realities.
Facts.
It's on us now to know, all right, all the gloves are off. You could be immersed in any world, right? Because keep in mind, humans yearn and desire to be metahumans, right? The great unknown. Everybody
yeah.
wants to be metaphysical. We're physical, but we yearn to be metaphysical.
Yeah.
Right?
We don't
we
like
yearn
being
to
trapped
be,
by the laws.
We're drawn to the occult, to the unknown. So the metahumans are drawn to the metaverse, right? The metahumans are drawn to the metaverse through metaphysics. That's why the metaverse is blowing up the way it is. And we would fare greatly if we were to create these new worlds let's say, a world where the world that Elijah Muhammad envisioned.
You know, they did bring it.
You know what I mean?
Hereafter.
I'm just saying, yeah, all of that to be whatever it is that he wrote on paper, we code it.
Look, I think
in this.
Well, I was about to say, I think that we looking at it like we living on the planet instead of the planet, right?
Right.
So if we get inside of, like right now, getting into crypto before the groundbreaking, we get into the creation of it. When we looking at it, it's we like in a point where people can literally change their life in a moment because they talking about PPP, right?
Right.
From PPP, I ain't talking about the loan. I'm talking about partnerships, platforms, and how we perform with product, intellectual property. So being in that room yesterday, you got intellectual property that allowed you to be able to, and the partnerships that allowed you to be able to take, let's say you went and got a PPP loan and got 15 bands, you could have put 10 bands in there, and today you got 100.
Yeah.
And all off of nothing, off of filling out paperwork.
What that does to the mind, though, it makes it more expansive. And so let's say the mind is this small circle. Your ideas of getting money. I talked to a store clerk today. I said, you need to get into crypto. He said, I'm thinking about it. Right now, his current idea function is I might do some music. I might start rapping.
Right.
And I got a job. These are my ways of making money. He gets into crypto. It expands. Oh, wait a minute. I can invest and I can wait to get rewards off my investment.
Right.
I can learn options. I can learn trading. I can learn staking. I can earn yield farming, collateralization. I can get in at the level.
Right.
And then it becomes so huge that it's impossible for you to not make money, and your ideas are so expensive now, your goals have transmuted. You understand me? Because things that used to satisfy you can no longer because they can't fill up the space that your now mind now occupies.
Exactly.
Blessings are on the way, my family. Blessings are on the way.
So potentiality, probabilities, and possibilities have now been expanded with the introduction of this new digital economy, right? So now, like Keys was saying, our brains are going to grow. Our brains will become expansive. The limits that we put on our minds, or the limits that we put on our imagination about the things that we could create or can't create, now that's being restructured because of what we're seeing take place in real time with people with their parabolic wallets going brolic. You know?
Ooh, got some good vegan food, man.
Man, this brother done came through. Oh,
listen, man, this the food with the good brother Mal eats. Oh, man. This is one of the greatest chefs.
Right.
With all vegan, delightful food, man. This is amazing.
Pass that, please.
He ain't done. Let him bring what he gonna bring.
We got courses coming up.
Yeah, he ain't done.
Here, brother. I want to get into a conversation on tokenomics a little bit.
I wanted to say that, you know, Keys, you have a different type of value in this space because of the ways that it can be used. Like, just our conversation today, I wasn't even thinking about using NFTs as an exception for crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So when we talk about, like, what is possible for an individual to do, whether they have, whether they're an influencer or a regular person, what is some of the things that people can do to make a difference in their
financial position?
Yes.
I was thinking about crime in different neighborhoods and how you can incentivize better behavior through tokenomics. So imagine if you got a city coin, right? For whatever city that we want to name, let's say Chicago, right? And we decide to give everybody in that neighborhood a wallet. Now this wallet basically is only unique to them, and only they can spend it. So if somebody else steals it, you understand me, then it can be suspended and it can be burned. So it's no point in committing a crime and stealing somebody else's wallet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it stops you essentially in some particular aspect of making sure that you can't send money too fast, so a robbery can't happen and people force you to send money out, right? You can add all of the technology into it. Then we say, let's look at the crime in certain neighborhoods, right? And we say, if the crime over here is at 20%, where we get murders, we get break-ins, we get this, that, and the third, well, we say that if y'all can get the crime down to 5%, we will send money to your wallet. You understand me? So you incentivize better behavior in the neighborhood because 90% of crimes are based on what? Money. right? So that if you can incentivize better behavior, then you can change the economic climate everywhere in the world. But we got activists, we got politicians who know nothing about the technology that can produce the real change, right? And while we begging politicians to do things for us, we have the technology to do it for ourselves, right? It requires bold innovation. It requires creative thinking. You understand me? And it requires a lot of execution. And that's what we here to do. And that's why I want to lend my mind to the culture and anybody who has the ability to make these things come into fruition, take the thoughts and ideas and execute. We're making the problem much harder than it has to be when we have the tools to create the solutions instantly.
See, one of the things that you brought up, and I want to point out, is very important that I think we're overlooking, is the word tools. Now, similar to how our people were known for the master of the tools and the trades, we are being blessed with a new toolbox. And these tools that we're being given are literally tools that could build new worlds.
Yes.
3D designing programs, CAD programs, literally, you could build and design your own world. Mm-hmm. Programs to interact with 3D printings, printers and whatnot. You could design your prototype world. These tools are important. These dev tools, these developmental tools, these tools that a lot of people hold, these toolboxes, is what, you know, we should have a new legion of, you know how they had labors and everybody had a toolbox with screwdrivers and hammers in it? This new generation, all of our tools are toolboxes of digital wrenches, you know, and all of these other new innovative tools.
And the good thing was that when we talk about what tools we have access to now, 5 years ago, they didn't exist.
New tools.
Yeah, like super new to the point where you can wrench. You can talk about something and it'll be created as you talk about
it. Bro, think about this though. Existence is based on observation. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's a lot of this stuff don't exist for a lot of people still.
Yeah, hold on.
Because until they observe, it's still not in existence.
What's going on here, man? I thought he was eating a vegan meal. Nah, don't do that. Are you serious?
Yeah, you gotta say what's going on here. This is next
one right here in the middle. That's some plant-based protein. I have some avocado on top of there. That's twice the potassium as bananas. I got some vegan mac right there, homemade organic cashew cheese. I got some sauteed cabbage. I got some grilled squash right there. You see, I got the grill marks on there, but I didn't cook it too tender, so you still got your nutrients. I got some soy-free sausage right there.
Soy boy.
I got some kale right there. Wow. And I got some candy yams right there.
Man.
We got a divine fruit bowl right there in the middle.
Oh, man.
It's mango season down here in South Florida. Mangoes on there.
From Florida.
Your cantaloupe.
Edible flowers right here.
Your edible flowers.
It's just different,
man. Organic edible flowers. So no pesticides on there. You got your blueberries, your pineapples. Everything from the earth. All the colors of the earth.
Oh, man. Tell them where they can find you at, brother.
You can find me at M-A-L-E-A-T-S 954, Mall Eats 954. I do yachts. I do catering. I'm a private chef. I do meal prep. What's new? I appreciate you, Brandon.
I appreciate you, brother. Last minute coming through, serving up all of this nourishment for our souls. This is amazing right here. You understand me? Like, this is not something that's going to slow us down. It's actually going to speed us up.
Right.
So I definitely appreciate you, especially the aspect where it's no soy boy activities going on in this plate. You know what I'm talking about? That's the most important to me, because a lot of people talk veganism, but they don't talk healthy. You understand me? And so when you're talking healthy, that's a different conversation.
Yeah, it's that real soul food. It's not gonna clog the arteries. It's gonna nourish you. It's gonna reverse diabetes. I carry my high blood pressure. It's going to reduce the inflammation, antiviral, antibacterial properties in the cayenne pepper and the turmeric that I season the quinoa with.
Yeah, you're talking that, bro.
Super body shit,
brother. Yeah, you're talking that shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
You got the turmeric and the seasoning?
Come on, man.
Yeah, bro.
That whole plate is crazy.
Yeah, bro, we're going to fly you out.
You got leftovers?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. He's talking about
Yeah, man, I ain't gonna lie. I weighed a little too much, man. I'm finna go for another play.
Yo, this is part one of a long vlog, a discussion as we moving about in Miami. One of the biggest crypto play ever's Black World Order, bridging wealth opportunities. You understand me? With the good guy from Know the Ledge, you know what I mean? Blue Pill 44 Activity. Know the Ledger. You know what I'm talking about? Know the Ledger.
Yeah, that's a bar.
Yeah.
Now we know the Ledger.
You know what I'm talking about? You understand me? Know the nose. You know what I'm saying? Know the codes. So, out here with the guys, Blue Pill 44, and my good brother, the Houston guy, you know what I'm talking about, the technological guy of this realm, teaching people how to advance utilizing technology. And my brothers, and just like myself, we understand that the mind is a technology, the brain is a technology. And that's one of the first things that we teach people how to use. Because if you learn how to use your mind, and I had the question I asked the folks the other day, I said, how large is your brain? Right? So, you'll get somewhere around to 7 to 8 ounces, whatever you go get. And then you ask them, okay, so the brain has limits, right? It's this ability to grow. Well, how large is the mind? And then you ask that question, you say, well, it's infinite. Well, if the mind is infinite and you have a mind, what does that make you? Right? And we often limit ourselves through our physical observations, not thinking about our limitless components. And if we can teach people to utilize that tool of their mind, which creation of vision and imagination, then it drives to a destination. And our destination is our destiny. People ask me all the time, what's the point of life? The point of life is life itself. What is life? It has one rule, survival and procreation, right? We are meant to be here as long as we can continue to move, and we are meant to make other things move, right? Because time is the measurement of motion, and what you do with your time is going to be regarded the type of legacy that you create. And it also will move things beyond your physical body because your mind will still be at work. So we want to make sure that our minds work so we can project ourselves into the future, our ideas, our institutions, our orders of family, wealth, building. And at this conversation here, we're getting a spark and innovation, something that the entertainments, the politicians, the activists, the people that are out there so-called on the forefront, right, of these systems, the bourgeois community cannot even think about because they do not use their minds in the way that we do. So when you want to know what's the ground level of the Renaissance, this is just like getting in on a pre-sale of goddamn crypto. If you tap into this mindset, it will build the war that allows you to be able to build wealth. So I appreciate y'all, family, and we're going to the next channel of this discussion and journey. Peace.
Peace.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up.
CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.